Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-525-8891. 800-525-8891. That's 800-525-8891. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Look at this. We are right dab smack in the middle of the holidays. How's that? Christmas is over. Had a great Christmas. Uneventful. Nice. But nice. My second oldest son is in town with the other two of my grandkids. So this holiday season, I spend time with all five of my grandkids. Oh, hi, everybody. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos. And for, you know what? Are you believing this? 30-some years. I'd have to look. But it's been over 30 years that I have been doing this radio show right here in your own hometown, or right in my hometown. Actually, in stations all across the country. It's absolutely amazing. I am totally blessed. I am thrilled that I can contribute and entertain you, because that's what I do. I entertain you. I had a program director once tell me, it is your job to inform and educate. I said, no, you're wrong. By the way, he was like gone in no time flat. He was soon the ex-program director. He said, well, what is your job? I said, it is my job to entertain, to get as many people as possible to listen to me. That is my number one responsibility, is to get as many people to listen to me and not push the button. Now I'm saying that, you're looking at the button. If you're driving in the car, you're looking at that button. That button right there, you're looking at. Don't push it. Stay right here, because there's loads of fun. And we've had consultants over the years tell us exactly how to do that, you know, it's coming up in a few minutes. We're going to be talking about, you know, how the lion ate the puppy, you know, something like that. You always have to tease them with, I don't do that. It's just me. It's what you got. I got to tell you, in December, we have had more rain where I live in West Central Florida than I can ever remember there being in a December. It rained here so much. Now, I have our city supplies the garbage cans, because they got this giant truck that comes down, and it's got this arm that comes out and it grabs the garbage can and it fills it up. I pride myself with being a low waste kind of person. You know, I'm a very minimalist as far as waste is concerned. And we're going to be talking about that in just a minute, of how it used to be much more efficient than it is now. But I consider myself low waste. Well, our garbage day was Christmas Day, and I knew that they weren't coming on Christmas Day. So on Christmas afternoon or Christmas evening, I go wandering out my front door to get something out of my truck, and I look and I see all the neighbors have their garbage cans down to the street. I said, oh, well, I better do that. You know, and I knew I didn't have much garbage, but I said, you know, get it gone. I go and I grab the garbage can. It's on the side of the house. I grabbed it and I pulled on it like, you know, it's light. I don't have much stuff. I'm going to tell you, something weird happened to my body when I did that. You know why? Because the garbage can weighed like about 1 million pounds. I said, are there bricks in there? Is there, you know, what is in there? What is in there? And I grabbed it, and my back is just killing me. And I pull it out a little bit, and I said, okay, this is just weird. And it's a long way down to the street. Not that long, but, you know, when you're pulling something that's this heavy, it's a long way down to the street. And I'm pulling a little bit, and I thought I heard sloshing. I said, wait a minute. And I go, and I go to my truck, and I grab my flashlight, open it up, and I skid. This thing is half full of rainwater, literally half full of rainwater. I said, well, how am I going to solve this situation? You know, how am I going to handle this conundrum? I could knock the thing over on its side and drain out the water, but I'm thinking my garbage that's in there, including the kitty litter, you know, they're going to make a big mess, and I don't want to deal with it. I said, I'm just going to work this thing down to the street. So that's what I did. I worked this thing down to the street. It about killed me. I got it down there. Now, the next morning, garbage man come. I hear him coming down the street at 7 o'clock. I said, I want to see how this goes down. So I walk out my front door. Here comes the garbage truck, pulls up there. Big arm comes out, grabs the thing, picks it up, turns it upside down over the street, and all this water just comes flying out of there. I said, wow. Well, then my next-door neighbor, Al, the 89-year-old gentleman, they have very minimal waste. I have no idea. Man, same thing with them. Flooded with water. I'm sitting here, how did Al get that thing down to the street? You know, he's 89 years old. He weighs like 105 pounds. But, and I, as I watched the thing go down the street, just about every garbage can had water in it. And I'm saying, that's crazy. You know, there's a top on this thing. But I don't know. I can't explain it. But all of our garbage cans got flooded with water, all of which wound up in the garbage truck. So that's how that goes. Now, speaking of low waste, and this is something that we talk about in horticulture all the time, and it's an environmental issue. I'm just going to confess to you, I drink Diet Coke. Have for years. And the Diet Coke, right now I'm drinking an aluminum can Diet Coke right here. Let me take a sip. Goodness, that was good. But normally, I'll tell you what I buy. I buy the, because I want low waste, I buy the 2-liter bottles, and I just fill up glasses from them, is what I do. But then I started thinking about this. I started thinking about this a lot, all the waste that we now have. When I was a kid, like about 112 years ago, it seems as though, in Battle Creek, Michigan, we lived across the street. We lived at 528 West Michigan Avenue in Battle Creek, which was across the street, catty corner, to the Coca-Cola bottling plant. And back in those days, you bought your bottles of Diet Coke from the store in bottles that, after you were done with them, you took the bottles back. And they washed them out and filled them back up with more Coke and sold them to you again. You know, up there, my phone's making noises. Let me shut the ringer off of the phone so we don't hear no more noises. There we go. So, you know, there were no... what's happening to all these plastic bottles? Even though I'm using the 2 liters as opposed to these aluminum cans, right now I'm using aluminum cans because they were on sale and my ex-wife bought me 3 12-packs of them for, I don't know, 9-something on sale somewhere. So I'm drinking these up, but normally I get the 2-liter bottles. But, you know, in those days, I remember when I was a kid, we used to go collect bottles and turn them in and get money to buy candy with. And then the other thing is, I went with my ex-wife, my second wife, Diane, to the local grocery store, Publix, just before Christmas, to buy some stuff, you know, some groceries. And, she, you know, the lady said, plastic or paper? Publix is one of the few grocery stores around here that still gives you the option of paper. And Diane said, paper. And I'm sitting there saying, yeah. And I remember when I was a kid, we reused all of those paper bags. Well, we used them for book covers. When we went to school, they issued us books, and we had to put book covers on. And we made the paper bags into book covers. My mom would help us, you know, cut things out, get them all lined up. And then we could color them, and we could put all kinds of decorations on them. It was great. We did that. So, you know, we did the bottles. We didn't have the plastic bags. And as I recall, when we went to the Ritzy Hamburger place in Battle Creek, Michigan, and you got the little, you know, paper cup, not plastic, paper cup full of Coke, it was a paper straw that came with it as opposed to all this plastic, which takes me to the Mike Nichols 1968 best movie in the world, The Graduate. When Benjamin was at the party that his parents threw for him when he graduated The one guy came up and put his arm around him and said, I just have one word to say to you, Benjamin. Do you remember what that one word was? It was plastics. You know, plastics. This is 1968. He's saying plastics. Yeah, the guy was right, because there are plastics everywhere. And I live on the coast of Florida. We have a lot of sea life. You ought to see, you ever been out in a boat out in the Gulf of Mexico lately? I went not terribly long ago. I was amazed. I grew up out in those waters. I had a little 10-foot aluminum boat with a 7.5-horsepower Johnson motor in it, and we'd tear around all the little islands out there. We didn't see what we see now. You go out there now, there's plastic everywhere. And the plastic straws are killing sea turtles. And the plastic is just, you know, it's just weird. Why do we have all of this stuff? I don't know. But I think that we need to start thinking about this. Because the Coca-Cola Bottling Company, that's what it used to be called. You know, the local Coca-Cola place up in Tarpon Springs, there was a Coca-Cola plant up there. And it was called the Coca-Cola Bottling Company. They need to open those balls back up again. They need to start bottling the Diet Coke. When I worked at Publix when I was in high school, they had one guy that was in charge of the bottles that came in that people would bring back in. He had to organize them all. His name was Shock. He organized all the bottles. It was pretty cool. It was a good job. We need to think about recycling. Am I saying this? Yes, because I, ladies and gentlemen, I am Michael Recycle.
Coach Steve Spurrier here, and I know just how stressful it can be when time is tight and you need points on the board. Well, just like my fun and gun offense, AmeriFactors is a fast-moving game winner when it's fourth down and your business can't afford a funding fumble. Providing up to 98% of receivables in as little as 24 hours, your business can get the cash flow it needs to make payroll, hire new talent, or purchase equipment faster than ever. Best of all, funds come directly from your unpaid invoices, so there's absolutely nothing to pay back. And if your clients don't pay, AmeriFactors is your defensive line taking the hit. With over 29 years of successfully funding businesses, you know AmeriFactors is a name you can trust to score big and score fast.
800-890-6380. 800-890-6380. 800-890-6380. That's 800-890-6380.
Want more business content? You need BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. With BizVod, you can watch the business videos you want to watch when you want to watch. Search for topics that interest you. Available on Roku and Web TV, and soon on Amazon Fire, Apple TV, iOS, and Android. With BizVod, you don't have to wait for business content. You are in control with hundreds of business shows and clips available on demand. Log on to BizVod today and use promo code RADIO for your first month free. That's right, for a limited time, your first month is free with no obligation. You can cancel anytime. Membership to BizVod is only $49.95 for the year. That's less than $5 a month. Again, the promo code for your first 30 days free is RADIO. BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. Log on to BizVod.com and join today.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
We save a life from a catastrophe every 11 minutes. For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-258-0566. That's 800-258-0566. 800-258-0566. Call 800-258-0566.
Americans are going crazy for a new Italian diet pill that burns three times more fat than dieting alone. And the next 100 callers get three bottles for free. Sold under the brand name Invigorate 3X, this powerful pill triggers metabolic acceleration, a process that's deficient in most Americans, making weight loss a hassle. But a new study shows 30 pounds gone in 90 days with just two capsules a day. Julie B. of Nashville says, "I was skeptical, but when I saw a famous doctor made it, I decided to try it. I was shocked. I lost 16 pounds in 6 weeks. For a limited time, our listeners get three free bottles with a qualifying order. Call 1-800-932-1789 now to get started. Call in the next 10 minutes and also get a free bottle of the doctor's Ultra Detox. And don't forget your free 14-day diet fix. No obligation and 100% free when you call right now. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
So, did you get everything you want? You know, for this holiday that we're right smack dab in the middle of. Hi, everyone. Michael Gross here, Ask the Garden Geek. I got what I wanted. I only wanted one thing this year, and I got it. 19 years ago, my children's bought me a wallet. The wallet I have used for the last 19 years. And I got to tell you, that wallet was pathetic. Just absolutely pathetic. And so this year, the kids said, "What do you want?" I said, "I want one thing." "What do you want?" I said, "I want peace on earth, goodwill." "Dad, what do you want?" I said, "I want a wallet. I want a brand new wallet." So, you know, how do you handle something like that, you know? Well, they just went out and bought me a wallet. Actually, Zach went and bought me a really nice Columbia brand wallet. Came in a metal case. It was real nice. Now, he wanted to get me the wallet. If you saw the movie, what is that movie? The guy had a wallet in it that had a bunch of weird stuff on it. I said, "No, I wouldn't. It would go in the drawer. I want a plain black wallet with things to put my cards in and my license in and all that stuff." So that's what he got me, a very nice wallet. So now I have that. Visited with the grandkids. You know, the other two grandkids showed up into town and went to lunch with them and hung out with them for a little bit. And much to their mother, my son's wife, much to her chagrin, I taught my four-year-old grandson about the poke in the nose. Now, this is something, by the way, that my son's mother created, you know, with my son Kyle. She would say, and I kind of followed along with it, "I want a kiss." And he'd say, "You want a kiss?" And he'd say, "Yes," and we'd give him a kiss. "And you want a hug?" "And you want a hug." "How about a poke in the nose?" And they'd say, "Yes." And you take your fist and you go up to their nose and you barely touch it. You just barely touch it and you make this weird noise that goes, and then that's the poke in the nose. So I was teaching this to my four-year-old son, and I could see her like looking at me, like, you know. So I decided not to do it to him, okay? I showed him how it worked on my other son, Zach. And I said, he goes, "That's so cool, Grandpa. That's so cool." I said, "I tell you what, why don't you go over and give Zach a poke in the nose?" He goes, "All right." So he runs around the table, goes up, and he's giving Zach a poke in the nose. He gives his dad a poke in the nose. His mother's looking at me like, "I want to hurt you." And then his little sister, who is, you know, barely almost three, she's getting into it now. She comes up to me, and she gives me a poke in the nose. It was hysterical. And everybody loved it except Mom, who was not very excited about it. But, you know, it's just the way it is. And it's just the way they, and Zach even said, "You know, we all are going to do that to our kids." Well, my son Kyle didn't, but everyone else, you know, everyone else going to, because that's, they just grew up with it. It's just going to carry on. It's cute. You know, you barely touch your nose and go, it's hysterical. It is. Anyway, we've been getting tons of rain. I thought I was done mowing, and it rained the day before Christmas. It just ran. It's just been raining and raining and raining. And I went out and looked at the yard this morning. Now, I'm recording this on Friday. I'm late. I usually record on Thursday. It will air tomorrow. And my yard needs mowing. And as soon as I'm done with this, I got to go out and mow my yard. This is, you know, just before the first of the year, I'm going to be out mowing the yard. And I was at an apartment complex in St. Pete today where I do some consulting. And their lawn, I looked at, you know, their lawn needs mowing. I said, your lawn needs mowing. And our lawn man doesn't come in, you know, December or January. I said, oh, he needs to get his hiney back out here. And, yeah, you're right. So, you know, it has just been growing, so I'll be mowing. So, out it goes. I look for a little bit, you know, a little bit of a break from that, although I do enjoy mowing my yard. I do go into a zen-like state, and I mow. But, you know, I don't know how sharp my blade is. I haven't done the winter tear the thing down and put in a new blade, and I haven't done that for a lot of reasons. Most importantly, I'm going to convert this year, sometime in the spring, to an electric mower. I haven't decided which one yet. New ones are coming out. They're supposed to be introduced in January. So I've got my eye on an e-grow. That's the one I've got my eye on now. But I've been told by people who know in that business that look out, a lot of companies are supposed to be coming out with some really good ones. So I'm, you know, I'm hesitating, but sometime before February, I'm going to get me an electric lawnmower. That means everything, all of my yard equipment will then be electric. And you're saying, but you got to have that power. No, man, these electric mowers, the e-grow especially, it mows right through thick grass. It does wonderful. And I understand some of the others do. I've read some reviews on some of the other ones, and they don't. But I will tell you that the e-grow, boom, right through heavy St. Augustine grass, which is very thick grass that we have here in the Deep South. And it just goes right through it like it's butter, as they say. It goes through it like butter. I never knew what that meant, because my butter, when I take it out of the refrigerator, is hard. But anyway, I'm going to convert to an electric mower. So I don't know how much maintenance I'm going to be doing to my little Murray mower. Probably not a lot. And when I do make the conversion and go to the electric mower, that thing's going out on the street with a for sale sign on it for $10. Somebody's going to buy that lawnmower from me for $10 because I'm a nice guy. Or I might even donate it. You know, I just may donate it to someone, or, you know, give it away. Is probably, that's what I do. I don't sell a lot of my stuff. I wind up giving it away or throwing it away. But I mostly give it away. So, you know what I found also in the garage? I found 6 boxes full of cassette tapes of this radio show for representing all of the time that I was on the People's Radio Network, which was a long time because there's a lot of tapes. And my son Tyler wants those tapes. But is, you know, so I went out and bought one of those thingies that you stick cassette tapes in, and it converts it to MP3 files. And Tyler's coming over in a few days, and I'm going to get him started on it. And, you know, show him how the thing works, and just get him started on it. And he's just going to go through that process. Then he can have all of those shows. And he said, well, Dad, you got to put those up online. I said, no, I'm not going to, you know, they happen. You want them. You can have them. They're not going up online. Number one, the information is probably bad, because a lot of the products that I recommended in 1995 are probably not working or available today. And it is true. A lot of the products that I did recommend in the 90s are either A, no longer effective, B, there's much better products out now. So, you know, a gardening show is not one of those timeless things. So, but he wants them, so that's how we're going to handle that. I'm going to convert everything. By the way, people say that I'm stupid for that, you know, especially the motorheads, the gearheads. Did you know that there's no regulation on emissions on lawn equipment? Do you know how many lawnmowers and edgers and weed, you know, whacking tools there are out there? Gazillions. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. We'll be right back.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Cases and cases of confidence.
Staples can help give you the confidence that your business is ready for the year ahead with all the supplies you need.
Like paper. And right now, when you buy a 10-ream case of Staples multipurpose paper, you get one free.
So you can be confident you're ready for whatever business comes your way.
Buy one case of Staples multipurpose paper, get one free. Now at Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
In store only, limit 10. Valid through 1/5/19.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@biztv.com.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Why is it that I have a feeling that this is going to be the most boring segment I have ever done on this radio show? I've got this sneaking suspicion it's going to be incredibly boring. I got an email from a lady in Southern California, and she's going to be spraying a fungicide on her yard. She went into great detail. She said that she has 3,000 square feet of grass, and that it has to go down at 3 ounces per 1,000 square feet. How do I do that? I don't know how to do that. Oh, I know how to do that. I know how to do that. And I'm going to tell you something, especially when we're dealing with situations like lawns, or if we're dealing even on shrubbery, or even out in a vegetable garden. A lot of products they want X number of ounces of a product per 1,000 square feet. So we have to do math. Who'd have thunk we had to do math? You get done with school, you got to do math. And if you want, you can pull out your handy device that you carry in your pocket, or you can sit down with a piece of paper and figure this out. The first thing we have to know is how you're getting the product on the said yard. I'm talking directly to her, okay? Her name is, as I recall it, Sadie or Sarah. Sadie, I think. Sadie, first thing we got to know is how you're going to get the product onto the lawn. And I'm going to guess, and this is going to be my recommendation, that you use a pump-up sprayer. Now, if you're going to be spraying the yard, I would recommend that you go and get a 2-gallon plastic pump-up sprayer. I would recommend that you get one that has a fan tip on it. Most of them come with cone tips. I recommend that you get one with a fan tip. You'll have to look around, but you want a fan tip. All right, that's number one. All right, you got that. You got your sprayer. You take it home. You open it up. Okay. Next, you have to do what is called a bucket test. A bucket test, you say? Yes, because you have to see how long or how many gallons of material are going to spray out of that out of that 2-gallon pump-up sprayer in a minute, or how much product is going to spray out of there in a minute. So, and why is that, you ask? I should probably just give you a little secret. I have sprayed a lot of lawns, and a lot of big companies have people who spray a lot of lawns, and a lot of small companies have people who spray a lot of lawns. And what we try to do, and I do this in my own yard, is I try to walk at such a pace to where I cover 1,000 square feet in a minute. Now, I actually went out on a piece of concrete, and I measured out and put little chalk marks over 1,000 square feet, and I took a sprayer that I had, and I sprayed that 1,000 square feet at a nice pace, and I timed it, and it took me an average of a minute to cover 1,000 square feet. Very important. Write this down. I'm trying to make this not boring. 1,000 square feet a minute spraying with your pump-up sprayer using a fan jet, a fan tip on it. Okay? Got that? Now, you need a bucket. I like a 5-gallon bucket is what I like. But what I do is I take, just because I don't trust 5-gallon buckets, I take a 1-gallon bottle of water and I pour it into the 5-gallon bucket. And I take a little black Sharpie and I draw a line at the top of that water so I know where 1 gallon is. Then I pour in another gallon and I put a line where 2 gallons is. That's all I really need to do. I need to be able to know exactly where 2 gallons is. I know you're saying, I just want to spray this stuff on my yard. I know, but you got to do this. You do it once, you'll never have to do it again. It's going to be fine. A little bit of setup, then boom goes the dynamite. You're going to be set forever. So now you've got, then you pour the water out. All right, pour the water into a dog's dish. I don't know what you, I don't care what, water the petunias. I don't care what you do with the water, get rid of it. All right, then you pump up your pump-up sprayer that now has water in it. Your two-gallon pump-up sprayer, it has water in it. And you go right next to that bucket, and you squeeze on the handle to where it's coming out at exactly the pace that you want it to come out at. And you pump this thing up really, really good. Then you slip it right over with a stopwatch. You can use the one on your phone. And you go for 30 seconds. 30 seconds. Okay, and you just let that thing spray for 30 seconds. Then stop. Just stop right there. Then you look in the bucket, and you see how much stuff you put in. Did you spray a whole gallon? Did you spray a half a gallon? Let's say you sprayed a half a gallon. All right? So that means that your two-gallon pump-up sprayer will do, well, let's do the math. You see, I'm messing up already. Look at me, messing up. I should write this stuff down. That means that in 30 seconds, you did a half a gallon. So in 60 seconds, that means you've done a gallon. So you're putting down a gallon of this stuff a minute, if that's what it is. It might be different with your sprayer, so you got to look if this is what it is. But with my, I have a Root and Lowell 2-gallon pump-up sprayer, and mine does 1 gallon a minute, but I pump it up really, really hard. I mean, I just really pump that thing up. And there it is. And then I do that, so that's called a bucket test. So you know how many gallons you are spraying in a minute. Now, it might be only a half a gallon in your sprayer. So that means in a half a gallon, your spray, in a half a gallon of material, you're going to do 1,000 square feet because it takes a minute to spray a half a gallon. And this is how you mix it. So that's how you mix it. So now understand you've got a 2-gallon sprayer. The product that you use says we need 3 ounces of this stuff per 1,000 square feet. Let's do some math, shall we? All right, you have a 2-gallon sprayer, 3 ounces per 1,000 square feet. And if you're if you bucket tested and you're doing 1,000 square feet with 1 gallon, and you have a 2-gallon sprayer, you're going to put 6 ounces of stuff. If you're only using a half a gallon in a minute, that means you're going to put 3, 6, 9, 12 ounces of the material in there, because you can spray 4,000 square feet with your 2-gallon sprayer. But all of this is determined by the initial bucket test. So that's why you got to do the bucket test, so you know your number, just like Roosevelt Franklin. Roosevelt Franklin from Sesame Street sure knew his numbers. That's one thing I always remember. Roosevelt Franklin taught me in Sesame Street. By the way, I never watched Sesame Street till I was on my way back from a pop festival in Louisiana in the 60s. Maybe it was like 1969. It was called A Celebration of Life. And stopped at a hotel because I was sunburned as could be. And next morning, I in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, turned on TV, and there was Sesame Street, and there was Roosevelt Franklin singing a song about numbers. It was just great. So I've always said, Roosevelt Franklin, he sure knows his numbers. So you got to know your numbers if you're going to do this. So getting back to what we were talking about, let's just say 1 gallon in a minute, 1 gallon per 1,000 square feet. So for you have 2 gallons, so you're going to put 6 ounces in there, and then you're going to put this stuff out on your lawn. You're going to measure out 2,000 square feet on your lawn, and you're going to put that whole thing on that 2,000 square feet. Zip, zip, zip. Boom goes the dynamite. It's all done. You've done a great job. You have not put too much pesticide down. You've not put too little pesticide down. You've put just the right amount of fungicide, in your case, down to do that. So now you're all happy and everything's good. And the sprayer at this point should be empty, because we never like to mix more than we're going to use. It's very important, which is another reason for going back to the bucket testing. Are you all sticking with me here? Are you all understanding this? It sounds complicated. It really isn't. It's very simple. So every time I buy a sprayer, no matter what it is, every time I buy a sprayer, the first thing I do is bucket test it. I measure out 1,000 square feet, you know, and I take a bucket and I do, you know, I spray it. I'm buying an electric sprayer. I'm buying this backpack sprayer that's by B&G, paying a bunch of money for it. First thing I'm going to do is bucket test it. And then from there, I'll know how much pesticide to put in it. It sounds complicated. It's easy. You know why it's easy? Because I'm the geek. I'm the gardening geek. I'm Michael Gross.
Hugs at the arrival gate.
Hey, I missed you so much.
Seeing your best bud for the first time in a long time. Family and friends around the table. At Lincoln, we know the holidays are filled with moments like these. When we realize that the greatest wish of all is one that brings us together. In that spirit, we invite you into our home during the Lincoln Wishlist event. Where not coincidentally, we're making wishes come true with exceptional offers on the Lincoln family of luxury vehicles. The Lincoln Continental, the MKZ, the MKC, the new Nautilus, and the iconic Navigator. The Lincoln Wishlist event. Because wishes really do come true at your Lincoln dealer.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
It may have been a messy divorce that cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. We fight for you using our proven experience and insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt, then call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. That's 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Are you getting the most out of your Medicare plan? Are you sure? You'll want to write down a very important phone number that can assure you're receiving your full benefits. Many people with Medicare are eligible for plans that include extra benefits, in addition to those found in Original Medicare. Benefits like dental, vision, and prescription drug coverage. Call now at 1-800-521-7617 to see if you're eligible to enroll. The consultation is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. In addition to hospital and medical coverage at no extra cost, you can also get coverage for prescription drugs, dental, hearing, vision, and more. In many areas, plans with benefits are available with $0 copays for many services, $0 monthly premiums, or $0 deductibles. That's hospital, medical, prescription drug, dental coverage, and more included in one plan with premiums that may be as low as $0 a month. Call now to see if you're eligible to enroll. The consultation is free and there's no obligation to enroll. Call 1-800-521-7617. That's 1-800-521-7617.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370.
800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Goodness gracious sakes alive, I'm going to get all technical on you again. Oh, hi, everyone. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Crows. I'm the geek here. I'm the chief geek in charge. It's me. And I'm going to teach you about plants, botanical buddies, and stuff like that. Yeah. Anyway, spring's going to be here in just a minute. We are right between Christmas and New Year's right now. So guess what? By the time next week rolls around, it's going to be the new year, and we need to start thinking about stuff that we're doing. And I get questions. I got a real interesting question about liquids. I got a real interesting question about granules. And this is, how do I know how much fertilizer to put on the yard? Well, that's a good question, because it all depends on what you want to do to the yard. And it depends on the type of fertilizer it is and everything else. But let's just make it simple, can we? Keep it simple, stupid. Let's say that you go and you buy brand whatever it is fertilizer, and it says this bag covers up to 1,600 square feet. And you say, oh, well, this should be easy. Well, it could be or it couldn't be, because you know what the square footage of your yard is. How? No, I don't. Well, you need to know what the square footage of your yard is. And I have a measuring wheel because I'm a professional. But most people don't. They have tapes. Well, I've got a tape too. And what you got to do is you got to pull that tape out and you got to measure your yard. You go from one end to the other, and you measure the length, and then you measure the width. And the length times the width will tell you what the square footage is. Now, there's lots of variables, such as plantings in the middle of the yard, trees and such, sidewalks, and blah, 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 blah. But you can get it down pretty close to figuring out what it is. So in the case of this bag of specialty fertilizer that says one bag will do 1,600 square foot, that is about in my yard, in my front yard from my driveway over to my one neighbor's house to the sidewalk is 1,450 square feet. So I could round that up to 1,600 square feet, because if you're putting fertilizer down, you know. So I know that that's where that's supposed to be. So now you've got your fertilizer spreader. In a small area like that, I would suggest using one of the Scott's handheld spreaders, okay, that crank, and you open that puppy up, and you walk across that yard, that you measure out 1,600 square feet. Is what you've got to do. You've got to measure out 1,600 square feet. And so you know what that area is. You know what it's going to cover. You might stick a flag here, flag there, and you know this whole bag is going to do this much. You take it in that hand spreader, and you put it out. Or in your push spreader, you stick your fertilizer in there, and you push it out, going back and forth, until you cover that area, and your spreader's empty. That's relatively simple.
It gets a little bit more complicated when you get into larger lawns, and you know, but not that much. If you know the square footage of your lawn and you know how many square feet your bag of fertilizer will cover, then you take the square footage of your yard and you say, okay, I got enough fertilizer. It's going to take 30 pounds to do my yard. So you put 30 pounds of fertilizer into your spreader. Now you got a 50-pound bag, I guess. Okay, that's just what I do, I guess. I put it in there and I figure, okay, I got 20% of it left. I'm good. All right, yeah, that's me. And then I set the spreader to my comfort level to where I know I'm going to cover the whole yard. And I cover the whole yard with it until the fertilizer spreader is empty. And then I'm done. Now, we can make this very, very complicated because some people, if you're a nerd like I am, and there's a lot of nerds like me, I'm finding out in the lawn world, there's a lot of nerds. Out in the gardening world, there's a lot of nerds. And, you know, you say, well, this particular plant requires 1 pound of nitrogen 4 times a year, totaling 4 pounds of N. So I've got to put that much. So you have to figure out how much nitrogen is in the bag of fertilizer. A bag of 16-4-8, a 50-pound bag, is going to have 8 pounds of nitrogen in it. And if you have 4,000 square feet of grass, that means you're going to use half the bag on your 4,000 square feet to give you the 1 pound of nitrogen per application. That's simple. Although it doesn't sound simple, and you've probably, maybe it just went right over your head. But a 50-pound bag, whatever that analysis is, you take that first number, which is the nitrogen, and you take it, and if it's a 24, if that first number is 24, if you've got a 50-pound bag, if you have a 100-pound bag, you got 24 pounds of nitrogen in that 100-pound bag. But if you got a 50-pound bag, which is how they sell it most of the time, that means you have 12 pounds. So that bag of fertilizer will do, if you're going down at the 1 pound of N per 1,000 square feet, that bag will do that. Now, I mostly go down at half a pound of nitrogen per 1,000 square feet, but I fertilize more often. I like to have consistent fertilizer instead of giving it one big push. So at that rate, a 50-pound bag of 24-5-11 will have 12 pounds of nitrogen, and if I'm putting it down at half a pound, that means that one bag will do 24,000 square feet, which is almost a half an acre. So that bag's going to last you a long time. See how simple this is? So you might want to buy smaller bags. They come in smaller bags. But that is how, it's all math, it's all mathematics. Thank God it's not algebra, because if it was algebra, I would be totally messed up. I would not be able to do any of this, because I took Algebra 1. Yeah, when I went to high school, you were required to take Algebra 1. I'm going to confess something to you right now. There was a young lady named Thelma who I sat next to. She did all of my homework for me and took all my tests. She learned how to write just like me. We sat in the back and talked, and she was really smart. She did all my homework. I said, I'm never going to use algebra. She did all my homework. Later, when I got into secondary education, I realized, I had to work my way through that. But in high school, this is what I did. This is exactly what I did. But regular mathematics, you can figure that out. Another thing you might want to do is determine how much material comes out of your fertilizer spreader in a minute at a different setting. And I do that by measuring out 1,000 square feet in a field, putting stuff in there, fertilizing for 1 minute, and then seeing how much you got left. Then, and how much you put out. It's that simple. You're listening to Ask the Gardener.
The
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.